for WHJE 91.3 in the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna McLeod.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna, and you're listening to Everything But the Kitchen Sink. Welcome back to another episode.
Yay.
So this week's theme is TV shows, so we'll be talking all about your favorite TV shows.
We're back with two more guests.
Yes. Two new guests. How exciting.
I'm excited. And we are going to, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Austin Roberts.
I'm Lindsay Roper.
Hello.
And today we are going to be playing a game that we don't have a name for, but it's basically a dramatic script reading.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we have printed off, Caitlin has printed off scripts for Lindsay and Austin to read to us in the most dramatic way possible. And McKenna and I are going to have to guess what television show they're from.
This is so exciting.
Okay.
I actually didn't know we were guessing.
Yeah, so I have no idea what they are. I promise. And I'm so excited to hear them. They're both theater kids, so they'll be good.
We promise.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Whenever you guys are ready,
yes, they will be.
Start.
All right. Mom, what are you spraying me with?
An antibacterial body spray for boys.
This is iCarly.
Where do you find this stuff?
At sprayyourchildren.com.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Was it iCarly?
It was iCarly.
Yeah, that was Freddie. It was Freddie and Miss Benson. Yeah, it's mom.
Dude, that was good. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, next one.
Wait, from what was it? Antibacterial.com?
Sprayyourchildren.com.
Oh, iCarly, what a goof. All right, ready
for
the next one.
All right, second one.
This is like trivia TV shows for radio.
So we're doing a segment that is based like a Jeopardy type trivia section, and then we're going to do Family Feud. So let's start with Jeopardy. This country's division can be seen from space, with each side using different light bulbs. Would anyone like to buzz in?
Oh no, that second sentence kind of messed me up. I'll buzz in and I'll guess.
Country?
Okay. Buzz in. What is North Korea?
No.
I don't know.
What is Iceland?
No, think of a country that's been famously divided.
What is Germany?
Yes.
Oh.
Good job, McKenna.
Yeah. I found the best ongoing jokes on TV shows.
Ooh.
And so the first one is the my leg thing on SpongeBob.
My leg! My leg!
Haven't they said that? Someone counted it. It was like over 150
oh
times.
Gosh,
yeah, it's like
hilarious.
Crazy.
That's so funny.
I know. You never think about how funny that is.
What were their crimes exactly? Nobody actually knows. That's still up for debate. And this is what would, this would be the coolest thing ever if it was a TV show. Because you could, you know, do a couple episodes of his life and then focus on more of like what happened with his wife and his son.
Oh. So like BuzzFeed Unsolved.
So kind of, but BuzzFeed Unsolved moves around for a lot. This would be just like one
it'd
show.
Be like one, so like all, one episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved.
It'd be, yeah, but no, it'd be an oncoming
series. It would be a series. So it wouldn't really be like BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Like a How to Get Away with Murder.
How to Get Away with Murder type thing. But the cool thing about this is the story would obviously be fiction, but based on real life events. But some of the
historical fiction.
Look at you go with these genres.
So this week, I thought that it would be lame to write a song like about television. So instead, I wrote a mashup of not necessarily theme songs, but like songs from TV shows, and there, a lot of them we mentioned today. So I hope you enjoy, and okay, let's go. Oh, and I'm also playing a ukulele today, and I'm also playing a kazoo. Bell, there's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it. If you open up your mind, so wake up. There's no chance unless you take one, and the time to see the brightest side of every situation. Some things are meant to be, so give your best and leave the rest to me. Back in the 90s, I was in a very famous TV show. I'm BoJack the Horseman, BoJack the Horse, don't act like gems will always save the day. Anthony Fenton. He was just 14 when his parents built a very strange machine. It was designed to view a world unseen, and he's gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Gonna catch them all, cause he's Danny Phantom. Hey girl, what you doing?
A segment called The Geek Spot, and I'm Anna, the host of The Geek Spot. Netflix had over 10 million subscribers. It was founded in 1999, and by 2010, Netflix had blown up. And in 2011, Netflix wanted to split up the rental and streaming services, so they created a new website called Quixtar for DVD distribution. But within a month, the consumers' protest pushed the company to drop the idea for Quixtar. And then Netflix adopted both the streaming and the subscription services into one entity, which is Netflix as we know it.
I love you.
I know, it's genius, though. But in 2013, Netflix premiered its first original show called Lilyhammer, which is about an American gangster living in Norway.
EBTKS has a Twitter.
Whoa!
Isn't that mind-blowing? We made a Twitter. It's EBTKS, the letters, WHJE. That's at EBTKS, WHJE. So please tweet us topics, song requests, pics of your dog, anything.
Please, please tweet us pics of your dog.
For WHJE and the Greyhound Media Network. You've been listening to
Everything But the Kitchen Sink. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye. See you next week, guys.